Word for Jamaica, brought to you by Grace Missionary Church, 7 West Avenue, Kingston 10. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verse 31. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. As we reflect on today, Good Friday, some persons may ask the question, why did Jesus have to die? In seeking the answer from the Word of God, it is important to understand that Jesus clearly understood that his mission on earth involved laying down his life as a sacrifice. Jesus knew that it was his Father's will for him to die. In the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, we read, "The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." So we see that Jesus freely gave up his life. Now, why did Jesus do this? The Word of God tells us that sin separates us from God, and the penalty for sin is eternal death. We are unable to pay this penalty because it requires a perfect, spotless sacrifice. Jesus, the only perfect one, came to offer the pure, complete, an everlasting sacrifice to remove, atone, and make eternal payment for our sin. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, we read, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." Only through Jesus can our sins be forgiven. Only through Jesus can our sins be forgiven and our relationship with God restored. When we accept Jesus' payment for our sin, his perfect sacrifice washes away our sin and restores our right standing with God. God's mercy and grace provided a way for our salvation. In summary, we are now covered by his blood through his sacrificial death. Our sin is paid for, and we no longer have to die an eternal death. We receive eternal life through Jesus Christ, and this is why Jesus had to die. I urge you to come to Jesus today and accept this atoning sacrifice he offered for you on the cross of Calvary. Wishing you a blessed Easter. And may I invite you to join us again next week.